How is our nature marred by sin, nor can it ever find a way to make the conscience clean or heal the wounded mind. 946.
Read together from the Word of God from the book of Psalms, numbers 102 and 103. Psalm 102 and 103. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an heart. My heart is smitten, withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure for ever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favour the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth of thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. When the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord, he weakened my strength in the way, he shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days, thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger for ever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his children, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us to pray. Merciful, gracious, eternal Lord God, once again thy kindness and thy mercy is lengthened out. Our lives are spared. We're favoured again to come into thy courts the even hour of another Sabbath day. And we ask and pray, dear Lord Jesus, thou wilt come indeed and gather with us. Make one more in our midst this night, so that, dear Lord, we may be helped to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Ah, dear Lord, we read of those who, seeing thee, fell down and worshipped thee. May that be, dear Lord, our blessed lot this night. Oh, that faith may be given and found in gracious exercise within our hearts, so that we too, in spirit, fall down and worship thee. Dear Lord, we ask then that thou draw near to us. Oh, to be put and found in a true spirit of worship. We know, Lord, we cannot put ourselves there. But, Lord, we would inquire of thee to do it for us, and to do it for thine own great name's sake, for thine honour and thy glory and thy praise. And ask thee, dear Lord, to abundantly bless our souls. Then this evening now, oh, for those sweet tokens and evidences of thy love and mercy to our poor never-dying souls. May there be, Lord, some blessed answers of peace. For thou knowest, dear Lord, the prayers, the petitions, the requests that have gone up unto thee regarding the service this night. And, oh, Lord, may then none be sent empty away. May there be, Lord, that food convenient for them.
May there be the blessing of God that makes rich. Lord, and do hear our prayers and help us and be with us. Lord, we each fast hasten on to eternity. Lord, and whether we know it or not, Lord, but we need to be prepared for eternity. And our prayer, Lord, is prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work performed is all of grace. In Christ's obedience clothe and wash me in his blood, so shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Hear prayer then, our Lord. To be ready, to be made right, to be kept right, to be found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Dear Lord, do then abundantly bless. And may we hear then thy voice, Lord, because another Sabbath day is for the most part gone. Lord, we're another Sabbath day nearer eternity. And that we know not, Lord, one day, one Sunday will be our last. Lord, we know not what Sunday it is. It may be today. But, Lord, then we ask that we may hear thy voice speaking to our souls, assuring our conscience of its part in thy redeeming blood, bearing witness to our heart that we are born of God, that our names are found in the Lamb's Book of Life, recorded in some humble place. Dear Lord, do then help us and bless us. Our Lord, we pray then that thou art be gracious to us each. Pardon then, Lord, our every sin, all our transgressions and the faults and failings, the inconsistencies, the heart wanderings. Cover all, dear Lord Jesus, we pray, with the mantle of thy forgiving love. One said, plunge us in that crimson ocean, thy atonement made for sin. That fountain opened then for sin and uncleanness, the house of David and inhabitants of Jerusalem. May we know this cleansing fountain. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. May be ours, Lord. Gracious Lord, do abundantly bless then our souls with the riches of thy grace and thy love and mercy to us. Now, Lord, do then remember each and every one in their varied pathways in life. Undertake for them, Lord. Go before them, be gracious to them, be with them in every untrodden step, be their guide, their counsellor, their friend, and make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Make the rough place plain, the crooked thing straight. Dear Lord, now knowest if there's any here with some seeming impossibility, may they know, dear Lord, that thou art able. But Lord, there is nothing too hard for thee. But Lord, we pray then that thou art graciously be with each and all, and do help. Dear Lord, we ask thee once again to remember then this church and congregation here. Bless them abundantly. Our Lord, we ask thee to bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. The bond of the everlasting gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. May they be given that grace, each of them to esteem each other better than themselves. May they bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Do help them, we pray. Dear Lord, we ask thee to hear the prayers. Prayers, Lord, that put up to thee in the prayer meeting. Prayers put up to thee in the vestry. The prayers put up to thee at the family altars. The prayers put up to thee in secret. Ah, Lord, do send then answers of peace. And ah, Lord, may there be then the blessing of God that makes rich, and in no sorrow therewith. Lord, ah, that they may prove that thou art a prayer hearing and answering God. Make then thy love and mercy known to each and all. And dear Lord, do remember those in age and infirmity and weakness of the flesh, unable to come to the house of God, maybe today, but sometimes, perhaps more frequently, unable to come. Lord, we pray thou'lt visit their souls, bless them abundantly, grant, dear Lord, sweet tokens of loving kindness. Dear Lord, and whilst they may be alone tonight, in their own home, Lord, we ask that they may not be alone, that thou wouldst draw near to them and favour them. Oh, they may have some felt union, communion with thee. They may be found like we spoke of those few this morning that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Oh, that thou wilt bless them tonight, Lord, with thoughts and meditation on Christ. The psalmist said, my meditation of him shall be sweet. May it be so. Hear prayer, dear Lord, for prodigals. Sadly, we've all got them in our family circles. And dear Lord, we ask thee to mercifully appear. Oh, and thou remember them. Dear Lord, and do draw them by thy love. Dear Lord, may they be constrained of thee to return. Lord, help them to return. Dear Lord, help them to return. And dear Lord, and may they come. Lord, they may come back. They may sit in the back seat. They may hold their head down like a bulrush. But oh, that they may hear thy voice. That thou art that God of love and of mercy. And a God that pardons and forgives all iniquity and transgression. And by who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever because he delights in mercy. Lord, may such then know that thou art that God of love, and that God of mercy. And pray, dear Lord, that they may know thee as their Saviour and their Redeemer. Give them, dear Lord, that living faith in Christ Jesus the Lord. Dear Lord, do then help them, we pray. Dear Lord, and some, dear Lord, whilst they may, Lord, go where others go. Lord, yet if that glorious message of the gospel of Christ is not preached there, we ask, Lord, that thou not let them feed on the husks that the swine eat. That they may be granted a living appetite, a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. So that, Lord, they too will say, and I must return to my Father's house. There is food enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. We ask thee to remember then thy people in affliction's path, for thy hand and heal and restore, raise them up again, if it please thee, dear Lord. We think of those that are afflicted in their minds, have mercy on them and do bless them. Bless means use, if it please thee, to their restoration. We think of those that are disabled, some severely, some are older, some are younger, some are little. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou remember the disabled ones and those that have to look after them, attend to them. Generally the parents. Lord, support them, hold them up and bless them. And then, dear Lord, we'd also pray for our nation, appear for us, raise up for us men of God, and we pray that open the eyes of those that govern us. Lord, do convince them of their sin and lead to Jesus' blood. And hear prayer also, Lord, that there may be, oh, thy gracious work put forth in our land and nation, yea, throughout the world, that there may be many that turn unto God and to godliness. Oh Lord, do overcome the evil that abounds in our midst. Lord, thou knowest there are many that worship Muhammad and Allah. We ask thee, pray thee, Lord, that they may be brought to worship Jesus, who died for sinners and paid the price of the redemption of their souls with his blood. Oh, they may be given to see and to realize and to understand that there is none other name given under heaven whereby they must be saved. Hear then our prayers. We ask thee to help us to render praise and thanksgiving for every mercy and kindness, favour, blessing bestowed upon us. Our daily needs, our health and strength, the use of our natural faculties, the comforts that abound. Thank thee for thy word, an open Bible. Thank thee for the means of grace and the gospel of Christ. And we thank thee for Jesus, dear Lord, thy beloved Son, who laid by his glory and came to this earth, took a body like our own, sin accepted, suffered, bled, and died. And thus, dear Lord, the close of the service tonight, a few poor sinners gather together around thy table to do so in remembrance of thee, Lord Jesus. Then help us. Thou knowest, dear Lord, just how each one comes. Oh, but how thankful we are, dear Lord, that this ordinance is indeed for sinners. Lord, we couldn't come if it weren't. If it were for saints, Lord, we'd all be excluded. But oh, it's for sinners. And dear Lord, then we come and pray, see a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul encouraged by thy word, mercy's footstool would remain and there would look and look again. Be with us now. Undertake for us. Pardon our poor prayers. Pardon all our sin, except our humble thanks. Come thou, fulfill thy word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 940. Compared with Christ in all beside, no comeliness I see. The one thing dear, needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee. 940.
in dependence upon thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask your very prayerful attention again to the 33rd Psalm and the 18th and 19th verses. Psalm 33, verse 18-19. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. We spoke a little this morning, first of all, about this subject here in the centre of this 18th verse, them that fear him. We went on to speak of the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. And we referred you to the book of Exodus, where the Lord remembered his people, and he looked down, saying, "Surely, I have surely seen the affliction wherewith they were afflicted by the Egyptians." And he had seen the oppression. Well, that was to a body. In fact, the whole nation of the children of Israel, there in bondage in Egypt. But to come to perhaps one or two are personally, where the Lord looks down from heaven. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. And I was thinking here and turning to the prophecy of Isaiah, and here we have the Lord's servant Hezekiah. Yes, he was king, but you know, dear soul, he was a man. And he was a man with like passions as you and I. And the Lord, yes, had seen fit that he should be in deep trouble. The previous chapters speak of one coming. Yes, Sennacherib, and he turned to let, and he's going to overcome Israel. And now Hezekiah spread that letter before the Lord. But then, if you come into chapter 38 of Isaiah, you read this: in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. So he got a sickness. And his sickness was unto death. And it had and received a very, very solemn message from the Lord, from God's servant. And Isaiah the prophet, son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, "Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." Well, as a result of this, Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. And further down the chapter, you've got his prayer. But you say then, the Lord hears this. And he says again to Isaiah, "Go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of thy father David, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears." Yeah. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. I have seen thy tears. Yes, Hezekiah, chapter 37, he went into the house of God.
And he spread the letter that he'd received before the Lord. But now he's on a bed of affliction, and he cannot get off of that bed. So what did he do? He turned his face toward the wall. Friends. There, a poor sinner here tonight. Your affliction is not some bodily affliction. It's that malady that dwells within. It's that leprosy that is within. Your sinnership before God. I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. Yes, it is. Do you know what it is? So to speak, it's all to turn your face toward the wall and pray unto the God of heaven. Why, you can read his prayer at your leisure. But his head is up. Come down to this. Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I'm oppressed. Undertake for me. What shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me and himself hath done it. I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. That's how he felt. And the Lord sometimes works in your heart and mine. We shall know a little, what dear Hezekiah walked in and through. Of conviction of sin in our hearts. We shall mourn as a dove. Our eyes fail with looking upward. And we cry, O Lord, remember me. Undertake for me. But then, you know, this all is this. He goes on. And he says, behold, for peace, I had great bitterness. And that you can read about the bitterness then in the prayer. But then he says, I had great bitterness, but. Thou, the Lord had did it. The Lord had done it. The Lord had looked down from heaven. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. To them that hope in his mercy. To deliver their soul from death. But thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Friend, you know, this afternoon we were trying in our poor little way to speak to the children about giving thanks. Friends, and here's a dear man, hearing the word of God, that felt to be at the very ends of the earth, that now comes to give thanks unto God for his love and his mercy. All my sins are cast behind thy back. What shall I do, my Saviour, to praise? Aren't there some of you in here tonight would long to hear this blessed divine sentence, to know that your sins are cast behind his back? Why, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger for it, because he delights in mercy? because he delights in mercy. Yes, dear soul, this God, yes, this God, against all what the adversary may tell you and I, dear soul, in actual fact, he delights in mercy. He delights. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death. You know, dear Ezekiah, he had the sentence of death, did he not, within him? But the Lord's appeared. The Lord has appeared for him. Oh, my dust he'll raise, and glory he'll give, and I to his praise in heaven shall live, and there he will deliver my soul from all fear, and to me forever the Lord will appear. Oh, blessed be his great and holy name. Thou hast delivered it from the pit of corruption, from the pit. And he tells the reason, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Say, they're to be remembered no more forever. Their sin shall not be mentioned unto them. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Upon them that hope in his mercy deliver their soul from death. Another case. Another case for just a minute. Why, the Lord tries the righteous. Yes, and there's answers this as well. No chasing for the present seemed to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceful fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. But it's God's blessed work, the work of the Holy Spirit in and upon your heart and mine. This all, whether this all is the chastened hand of God, or this all, or whether it's the Lord trying your faith and mine. It's to this end, to bring us to Christ, to bring us to his feet, to cast our dependence alone upon him. Oh, yes, so we say, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling, naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace, foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, or I die. Yes, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, deliver their soul from death. I was also thinking of poor dear Peter. Yes, and just comes to mind as I've said that, a year or two back, I believe it was, we took a text there regarding Peter's fall here. I think we said at the time, the seven steps downward of Peter's fall. But you know, what do you read there? What does Peter say? Lord, I'll go to prison, I'll go to death. But no, dear soul, no. Satan hath desired to have thee that he may sift thee as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, said Christ to Peter. And you know, dear soul, before you and I start thinking too much about Peter, let me just humbly remind ourselves that, you know, Peter said, I'll go to prison, I'll go to death. They all said, I'll not leave you, nor forsake you. And so said they all. And so said they all. Oh, friends, how solemn the thought that all these disciples, apart from Judas, And they forsook him and fled. And you know what happens to Peter? He denies he knows anything about the Lord. And at last, with oaths and curses, I know not the man. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. And the cock crowed. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. What a look, dear soul, that was. There was a look, dear soul, it was a look of love. It was a look of pity, a look of compassion, a look of mercy, a look of peace, of pardon, forgiveness. Dear soul, and that look broke Peter's heart. And that look broke Peter's heart. You see the effect of it? He went out and he wept bitterly. Oh, to think. Friends, if you and I know anything of the depth and depravity of our own hearts, we shall understand a little and, like Peter, weep bitterly and understand is what it was to think that I should do such things unto this one of whom I profess to love. You know, this was the Peter. This was the same Peter that said, Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. This is the same Peter that said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Yeah, my friends, in the hour of temptation, no, I don't know anything about him. Don't know anything about him. And you remember in the garden that Peter cut off the ear, one of the priests or the servants of the high priest. You read in the Gospel, why, and it reads there, did not I see thee in the garden? Cut off his ear? No. Ah, friends. Yes. But the Lord turned and looked. Ah, friends. You know, dear soul, we do need to be careful. I put it like this, of laying down tram lines. Or you say, I must have this word. I must have that word. Peter didn't have any word. Peter didn't have any word. Peter had a look. Oh, blessed love. A blessed look. You know, the hymn writer speaks about a look regarding dear Jonah, wasn't it? And he asks here for a look on me. 1056, yes. See a poor sinner, dearest Lord, his soul encouraged by thy word. Mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look at. Ah, how true. How oft deceived by self and pride has my poor heart been turned aside, and Jonah-like has fled from thee till thou hast looked again on me. Ah, bring a wretched wanderer home, and to thy footstool let me come, tell thee all my grief and pain, and wait and look again. Take courage then, for my trembling soul, one look from Christ shall make thee whole. Trust thou in him, 'tis not in vain, but wait and look again. Oh, and yes, an exhortation for the sinner to look, and a pleading for Jesus to look in love and pity and mercy and compassion upon our poor never dying soul. Ah, yes, this all and all the sins are not laid to your charge and mine, laid on Christ. Ah, he took our sins, he dealt with them, and he nailed them to his cross. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, deliver their soul from death. I must pass on. There's just one more thought. The eye of the Lord upon them that fear him. I don't know what trials, troubles, difficulties any of you may be in here tonight, but, you know, is how the disciples, Jesus had fed a multitude, and he constrained the disciples to get into a boat and go over to the other side. And then a storm rose. He sent the multitude away. The disciples were in this boat going over the Sea of Tiberias. And at least one gospel, Mark, I believe. And Jesus went up into the mountain there to pray. And he looked down and he saw his disciples in toil and in rowing. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Are you toiling and rowing tonight, dear soul? Are you finding it hard work? Ah, they may well have said, oh, if only we had waited a little longer, waited till tomorrow morning instead of going now. But they didn't. They were constrained by his love. And dear soul, you being constrained by his love, and there's this storm. But you know, dear soul, the eye of the Lord's upon them that fear him, to deliver their soul from death. Ah, toiling and rowing, experienced fishermen, here they are. What's going to happen? Is this boat going to give way and sink, and we're going to lost forever eternally? Is this going to be our grave? What did Hezekiah say? By these things men live. Ah, friends. But you know, dear soul, there was a sweet, blessed, gracious experience. Yet for these dear disciples to experience. There was. Ah, what I do now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Here comes the hereafter. Jesus walking on the sea. It is I. Be not afraid. It's dear soul. It is I. Be not afraid. Ah, the disciples in this little boat, tossed with all the waves. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Yes, they reel to and fro, they stagger like drunken men and are at their wits' end. Yes. But then they cry unto the Lord in their and he delivereth them out of their distresses. See this, why through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason, but we shall hereafter know, each in his due season. Here's the hereafter. Ah, the blessing. It is I, a revelation of Christ. Yes, dear soul, a revelation of Christ. In the deep waters. What did the Lord say? What did the Lord say? What does the Lord say? To us in Isaiah 43, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. When? Not before, dear self, when? When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Yes, I will not leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. We started this morning by asking or saying something to this effect, that someone in here wants to know, wanted to know, what this fear of him is. And perhaps there's someone in here tonight wants to know what this hope in his mercy is. Hope in his mercy. What is mercy? Why, it is all. It is that blessed gift of God. Ah, friends, yes. Your life and mine is strewn with his mercy. Yes, his mercy finds us food day by day, preserves and keeps us. But the mercy, this all here we're trying to get to, is this love and pity and compassion that he shows to a poor, wretched, guilty, hell-deserving sinner. Yes. To a hell-deserving sinner. Ah, the mercy. There's a dear woman in the gospel. She's a sinner. Yes. But she's washing the feet of Christ. And she's crying. Hezekiah cried. Peter wept bitterly. This poor woman's weeping. Yes. And why, and she's washing his feet with tears and wiping with the hairs of her head. Ah, this hell, is that where your sin brings you and I to? Did it bring us there to weep this hell at his feet? Oh, hating the sins that made him mourn and drove him from my breast. Yes, ah, you see, and this hell, and the Lord had mercy upon her, didn't he? He declared to her, thy sins are all forgiven thee. That was mercy. That was mercy. You say, well then, what's a hope in his mercy? She had mercy. So, a hope in his mercy. That mercy will come to my poor never dying soul, you say. Oh, a hope. Yes, dear soul, and you and I, dear soul, we want a well-grounded hope, do we not? Well, how the dear Lord mercifully appears. Is there a poor seeking sinner here tonight? Yes. Oh, yes, you want a hope in his birth. You know, when I was a boy at least, when you often used to hear some of the old ministers speak about being raised up to a hope in his mercy. See, a hope. Hope is the evidence of things not seen. Hope expects. Hope expects. Hope looks for. Is all. Is that what you want? The Lord is very merciful and very, very gracious. Let's come down to a dear seeking soul, one seeking after Christ, whose cry is gracious Lord, incline thine ear and my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never ceasing cry and give me Christ or else I die. You say, well, you're talking about a hope in his mercy. What about yourself? You say, have you had, is that someone saying, have you had know what it is, have a hope in his mercy? Well, yes. It would have been 1958. And I joined the Air Force on the 10th of November. So you could say, tomorrow, it was a Monday. Second Monday of November. Well, I was moved from Cardington to the Bridge North in Shropshire. And I may have said this before, but, Brent, you know, it was this hope in his mercy. No, Brent, I never felt the Lord had, there was never anything for me. All there was, I felt so condemned, so wretched, so sinful. But this particular Lord's Day, I was confined to camp and on duty in the cookhouse. And I was washing up hundreds of plates. I was there alone. And never forget it. Never forget it. I hope. And I was very cast down. I couldn't get to the house of God. I used to go to Hope Chapel, Sedgley. And but this Lord's Day wasn't allowed to go. But I remember so well. It's almost as if I can hear that voice now. So I was washing those plates, mourning over my lot. The Lord spoke this right into my heart. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. I finished duty. I went back to the billet. I got out the Bible. I went and found a quiet place and searched for this word. And at last I found it. But it was this, you see. There was hope. I hadn't got mercy. I hadn't got righteousness. But the Lord has said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And oh, to his praise, to his honour, to his glory, deep in my heart, I humbly believe that I did hunger and thirst after righteousness. I wanted something this world had not got, couldn't give me, and I couldn't obtain it. It was the free, unmerited mercy and goodness of our God, but there was a hope. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that hope in his mercy. Dear soul, it may be, dear soul, with you. Maybe, the Lord spoken some sweet word of his grace into your heart, applied it there with that same blessed divine sovereign power. Such a word as I've quoted and used to you tonight. Oh, friends, that and it gives you hope that the time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but I shall say for me. Tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. It is you'll not seek his face in vain, dear soul. You'll not seek his face in vain. He will come. Why? Because his honour, his glory is at stake. Blessed be his great and holy name. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, deliver their soul from death, to keep them alive in famine. To keep them alive in famine. He may suffer thee to hunger. But dear Saul, he never, ever let thee starve. Again, Psalm 107. Why, what is we read there? It starts off, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy endureth forever." And then it goes on, regarding the children of Israel, they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Yes. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Upon them that hope in his mercy, deliver their soul, to keep them alive in famine. Yes. And he delivered them out of their distresses. He delivered them out of their distresses. You remember, they came out of Egypt. And they had no water. And the Lord, yes, he brought them out, my friends, and they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water. Another time, yes. There was the waters, and they were bitter, weren't they? They were bitter. And the Lord showed Moses a tree. And when that tray was cast into the waters were made sweet. Ah, dear soul. When you and I, dear soul, in our trials, troubles and our difficulties, when, dear soul, we see Christ in our place, room and state, dear soul, the waters will be made sweet. They will. Blessed be his name. They will be made sweet. Ah, friend, you see, the Lord comes. Again. We read here in Isaiah 41. Yeah. Why, the Lord says this to his people. Yeah. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Saying unto thee, fear not, I will hold thy right hand. I will, that I might, I may. Oh, well, if I get near enough to you, he'll get near enough, dear soul. He'll get near enough. Come, yes, dear soul, like the poor man that fell amongst the thieves, he came right where he was. Dear soul, and he knows your trials, troubles and difficulties, he'll come where you are, and he'll hold your right hand, and he'll speak to thy inmost soul. The word of his grace is will be with power and with unction within. Dear soul, you won't doubt, not at this stage. You won't doubt, dear soul, as to whether the Lord spoke to you or not. You'll know that the Lord spoke to you. You'll know you heard his voice. Oh, friends, as I knew I heard his voice in Bridge North in 1958. I knew I'd heard his voice. Dear soul, and if the Lord hears your voice, you'll hear his voice. And he hold thy hand, fear not. I will help thee. Dear soul, you know what help you need. You know what help you need, dear soul. Yeah, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in a famine. But there's something else here in these two verses. And it's one word, and it appears three times. Them. Them. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy,
to deliver their soul from death, to keep them alive in famine. What about, who are these? These are, they're the Lord's. They're the Lord's. And what does the dear Lord Jesus say about them? He prays for them. He does. The blessed Lord Jesus Christ, God's dear Son, prays for them. He says in John 17, I pray for them. All them whom thou hast given me, for they are thine and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Yes, dear soul. Ah, yes. You know, dear soul, sometimes, you know, now, it's in, I'm not sure now whether it's in Jeremiah or whether it's in Isaiah. But it speaks, my friends, of the Lord's people glorifying the Lord in the fires. Glorifying the Lord in the fires. And I pray for them. Friends, yes, and they should glorify me. Friends, yes, dear soul, it may be. Yes, you and I shall have to glorify him in the fires, in the trials. See, this affliction is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Pray for them. Again, you know, they're mentioned in that text that we quoted this morning from Malachi. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. For them that thought upon his name. Dear soul, perhaps you say, I can't talk. I'm frightened. I don't want to presume. I'm shy. I'm backward in coming forward. I hesitate to say anything to anyone. But our dear soul, do you think upon his name? Do you think upon his name? You know, oh, how wonderful it is. I remember the old late Mr. George Jempson once say something to this. Oh, how the blessed spirit has come right down to, so low. Yes, to encourage sinners in the way of them that thought on his name. Do you think on his name? I think, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fears. And do you think, yes, by night on my bed. On your bed at night, dear soul, do you think on Christ? Do you think on what he has done? That how he laid by his glory, he came, and how he suffered, how he prayed in Gethsemane's garden, how he was so ill-treated in the judgment hall, how he was led to Calvary, how he was crucified there, and in agony. And he cries to his Father, Father, no he didn't. He cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Do you think on him, dear soul? What love. What love that Jesus had and has still. For he's the same, dear soul, yesterday, today and forever. He still has love for poor sinners. He still looks down from the height of his heavenly sanctuary. Yes, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. You can't claim much, poor soul, but can you humbly claim this, that you
have and possess that fear of God in your heart. And he says, and I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. But again, oh, how he prays. And, you know, John 17:24, he says this, Father, I pray for them whom thou hast given me. No, I'm not quoting it correct. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Father, I will that they also, oh, and yes, them found in the covenant of God's grace, found with his love and his mercy, yes, dear soul, they shall be with him in glory at last. To be found with Christ, which is far better. One says, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death. See, to deliver their soul from death. Yes. What is it the apostle says to us here in the epistle to the Romans? Why, the wages of sin is death. Bah. Oh, friends, what a mercy. There's a blessed but here. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes. Yes, to deliver their soul from death. He's paid the price. The redemption of their souls with his own heart's blood there on Calvary's cross. And he cried there, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £785, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. John Rosier next Lord's Day. And there will also be a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock next Lord's Day. Hymn number 143. Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure, cleanse me from its guilt and power. 143.
Thank you.
dear Lord, we ask and pray. Thou would in thy rich mercy cover all that thou hast seen amiss in our attempts to worship thee here this day. Pardon and forgive. Make up where we fail. Bless thine own word. And now, Lord, do meet with a few poor sinners around thy table who come to do as thou hast bidden in remembrance of thee. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.